join us on a fantastical journey across the discotheque dance floor. This is F Mondays. Locked on Disco.
Stuck in the moon, baby. I'm stuck in the moon, baby. Hello and welcome to another episode of Locked on Disco. I'm F Monday and I've been scouring the disco universe for great new disco tracks, and here they are. Over 90 minutes of the best new disco and disco edits that I've found mixed with love here in London. And we were just listening to Court's Summer Lovin' mix of the mysteriously titled S.I.A.G. by Sweet L.A. and Emma Black, out now on Velvet Basement Records. And coming up, we've got sexy new disco sounds from Adri Block, Paul Parsons, Da Lucas and the Dukes, Paolo Bardelli, Eugenio Fico and Raffaele Giusti, David Morales and Michelle Pereira, Dimitri from Paris and many more.
Yeah.
You're listening to F Monday. And the disco just does not stop.
We'll be right back. like to say that it's not a question of getting down, but actually how low you can go. Bohannon, make it funky. We'll be right back.
This is your Locked On Disco, serving you some great new disco tracks. Like that, originally from 1978, The Hannons' Let's Start the Dance, all sexed up by Dimitri from Paris and Dr. Perry Johnson. Well, Hamilton Frederick The Hannon was a drummer, and his career really took off when he was hired as the drummer in the band, accompanying a 13-year-old Stevie Wonder on tour back in 1964. The Hannon then worked with many Motown artists, including Smokey Robinson, Marvin Gaye, The Temptations, and Diana Ross. And that 2022 version is called Let's Start to Dance Again, out now on Unidisc Music. Y noté que tenemos varios oyentes en América del Sur, así que pensé en agradecerte a aquellos de ustedes en América Latina probando un poco de mi español básico. Entonces, ¿cómo estoy haciendo? Y estábamos escuchando a Dimitri from Paris' Super Disco Blend de Let's Start to Dance Again o Vamos a Empezar a Bailar de Nuevo de The Hannon, Dimitri from Paris y Dr. Perry Johnson, disponible ahora en Unidisc Music. Bueno, Hamilton Frederick The Hannon era baterista y su carrera realmente despegó cuando lo contrataron como baterista en la banda que acompañaba a Stevie Wonder, entonces quien tenía 13 años, en una gira en el año 1964. The Hannon luego trabajó con muchos artistas de Motown, incluido Smokey Robinson, Marvin Gaye, The Temptations y Diana Ross.
trasu. Si non ti sei accorto con quello non ti c'ha, la gente che ti guarda se la fuori lì. Ma non è come brutta sta comare lì. E allora me, viene la me, chi non si fa male lì se nasa me. E si pietà facendo su un guai e mo. E allora che ci fa, e allora che ci fa.
So, please tell me what on earth that record is all about. I've looked online and even Google Translate cannot make head nor tail of it. Is it a very distinctive Italian dialect or maybe even a different kind of language altogether? Anyway, if you do know, please do get in touch and explain. Anyway, originally from 1984, I think, and called Stop Bajon. It's Tulio de Piscopo, here remade by Michael Gray and released by High Fashion Music. ¿Hablas italiano? Si puedes, por favor, dígame lo que se trata ese disco. He investigado las letras, incluso Google Translate, y todavía no puede entenderlas. ¿Es un dialecto italiano o una lengua distinta italiana? Si lo sabe, por favor, póngase en contacto y explique. De todos modos, originalmente del año 1984, y llamado Stop Bajon, es Tulio de Piscopo, aquí rehecho por Michael Gray y lanzado por High Fashion Music. And coming up next, a song that I never expected to hear remade into a new disco track. It's The Year of the Cat by Al Stewart, originally released in 1976 and Al Stewart's only hit, reaching number 31 in the UK. Now, I read that Al Stewart wanted to write a song about the English comedian Tony Hancock, but his American record company said, well, no one outside the UK will have heard of Tony Hancock. So Al was forced to start again, and he got this, his final idea, whilst he was watching the movie Casablanca. Well, the song and the album of the same name were huge hits all over the world, making the top 10 in the USA, Canada, Italy, Belgium, and the Netherlands, amongst others. Y próximamente una canción que nunca esperé escuchar convertida en new disco es The Year of the Cat, o El Año del Gato, por Al Stewart. Lanzada originalmente en el año 1976 y el único éxito de Al Stewart, alcanzando el número 31 en el Reino Unido. Al Stewart quería escribir una canción sobre el comediante inglés Tony Hancock, pero su compañía discográfica americana dijo que nadie fuera del Reino Unido habría oído hablar de Tony Hancock. Entonces Al comenzó de nuevo y tuvo la idea final cuando estaba viendo la película Casablanca. La canción y el álbum del mismo nombre fueron grandes éxitos en todo el mundo, ubicándose entre los 10 primeros en los Estados Unidos, Canadá, Italia, Bélgica y los Países Bajos, entre otros.
Welcome to Locked On Disco with F. Monday. F. Monday. Go right now. You're listening to F Monday.
Bueno, eso es todo por esta descarga. Espero que hayas disfrutado de la mezcla. Gracias por escuchar y no se olvide de mantenerse en contacto por email fmonday@hotmail.com. Well, that's about it for this download. I hope you've enjoyed the mix. Thank you for listening and don't forget to stay in touch by email at fmonday@hotmail.com. Y cerrando este set, esta vez el extended mix de un baby. The samples on steroids. Nos veremos pronto. Adios. And closing the set this time is the extended mix of Ooh Babe by Samples on Steroids. I'll see you soon. Bye.
Listening to F-Monday. Locked On Disco.